Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Divinity Spiritual's online Sunday service. My name is Joanne, and I will be the facilitator this evening. The song Face of God was performed by Karen Drucker. We would like to thank Karen Drucker for permission to use her music. You can find her work at karendrucker.com. Before we begin service, those of you who would like to receive communion this evening, please get a cracker or piece of bread for communion later in the service. I would like to introduce the Director of Divinity Spiritual, Mary Margaret Denholm. She will be leading our service and explaining things as we go along.
Thank you, Joanne. Good evening, everyone. Hope all is well in your world and all of you are safe. Divinity Spiritual is very different. We are a spiritual community of love and non-judgment. We honor people of all faiths, all religion, all beliefs. And we say divine spirit as a way of honoring everyone, because the most holy divine spirit is common within most everyone's belief system. So that's why you'll hear me say divine spirit. Also, we're going to be doing the clearing prayer. We do the clearing prayer at the beginning of every service. It's kind of like that cleaning up as we begin our week or as we end our week, whatever, however you might like to look at it. Our prayers were given to me by Divine Spirit, and they are in the form of invocations. If you're not familiar with invocations, invoking by the power of the spirit within. That is where the Creator has given us the power to help ourselves, the power to create, the power to be all that we can be. And there are five parts. The first part is usually something like, by the power and the authority of Jesus, Divine Spirit, Prime Creator. And when Jesus did the Our Father, that was also an invocation. And in the second part of an invocation is, I now decree, I now command, I now invoke by the power of my spirit. And the third part is we give permission, because we may need some help releasing, and our angels need to have permission before they intervene. Even if they intervene on our behalf on any other time, they are getting instruction from Prime Creator, or they can get instruction from any one of us. So, and the final part of it is, and so it is. And when we say that ending, we are making this a new law. So as we do this clearing prayer, join us. We will say it, and then we will say it again so that you can repeat it with us. You might want to close your eyes and put your hand on your heart as we do this.
By the power and authority of Prime Creator.
By the power and authority of Divine Creator.
And Jesus.
And Jesus.
I now decree. And give my permission.
And give my permission.
Gently release all negative entities.
Gently release all negative entities.
And energies.
And energies.
That are touching, using.
That are touching, using.
Tempting or taunting me.
Tempting or taunting me.
On any level of my being.
On any level of my being.
And send them to a place where they can do no harm.
And send them to a place where they can do no harm.
Never to return.
Never to return.
Release all disease, unhappiness.
Release all disease, unhappiness.
Trauma, fear, pain.
Trauma, fear, pain.
Addiction, relationship difficulties.
Addiction, relationship difficulties.
And financial distress.
And financial distress.
Remove all negative energies.
Remove all negative energies.
And effects.
And effects.
Of any medical.
Of any medical.
Procedure.
Procedure.
Or any medication.
Or any medication or substance.
Surround and support all fields and bodies.
Surround and support all fields and bodies.
With a grid of golden crystalline energy.
With a grid of golden crystalline energy.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Heal me.
Heal me.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
Of all that I can be.
Of all that I can be.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
And take three deep spiritual breaths.
Thank you, Jamie.
Okay, thank you. The next part of our service is our Declaration of Principles. It will be read by Deanne.
We of Divinity Spiritual honor and accept the free will of all people. With love and respect for all, we proclaim the right of the individual to worship as he or she chooses. Healing, prophecy, and holistic practices are our birthright from the Creator. It is our inalienable right to choose that which is to our highest and best within all areas of our lives. We believe that it is now time for all to open our hearts unconditionally and align with the ascension of humanity, Mother Earth, and the greater universe. We gather to increase consciousness, share knowledge, wisdom, and love, and to allow the light to shine within. We are a congregation of children of divine light, healing facilitators, spiritual intuitives, and those seeking clarity, healing, and guidance from spirit.
Thank you, Deanne. Darlene will be reciting our prayer of the day. It will be read by Darlene and repeated aloud with you by Deanne. Please join us in repeating this prayer.
This prayer releases the energies of fears. By the power and the authority of divine spirit.
By the power and authority of divine spirit.
And my higher self.
And my higher self.
It is now commanded and so decreed.
It is now commanded and so decreed.
All energy of fear and conflict.
All energy of fear and conflict.
Especially in regard to my spiritual awakening.
Especially in regard to my spiritual awakening.
Be now released, removed, and neutralized.
Be now released, removed, and neutralized.
Fear in any form.
Fear in any form.
Anger, sorrow, bitterness.
Anger, sorrow, bitterness.
Especially the bitterness of betrayal.
Especially the bitterness of betrayal.
Loss and grief.
Loss and grief.
Gently be released and removed now.
Gently be released and removed now.
Any old laws.
Any old laws.
From this lifetime.
From this lifetime.
And all lifetimes and existences.
And all lifetimes and existences.
That prevent me from moving forward.
That prevent me from moving forward.
Within my spiritual progression.
Within my spiritual progression.
Be now changed to a law.
Be now changed to a law.
That permits my spiritual growth.
That permits my spiritual growth.
And ascension.
And ascension.
All conflict, punishment.
All conflict, punishment.
Martyrdom, victimhood.
Martyrdom, victimhood.
Betrayal.
Betrayal.
From this and all lifetimes.
From this and all lifetimes.
And incarnations.
And incarnations.
That have prevented me.
That have prevented me.
From moving forward.
From moving forward.
In this lifetime.
In this lifetime.
That have caused any delay.
That have caused any delay.
Within my spiritual progression.
Within my spiritual progression.
Be now gently released and removed.
be now gently released and removed.
And within all spaces, place the Christ consciousness that I am. For I am ready to awaken. And receive the spiritual glory. That I truly am. So be it done now.
So be it done now.
Take 3 spiritual breaths.
Thank you, Darlene and Deanne.
Hello, everyone. This is Mary Margaret. The message for this week may not directly affect you, but most of us know people of addiction. Now, addictions, you know, the human behavior is such that addictions are quite common. You could be addicted to chocolate, to shopping, to sugar, any kind of food. You could have habits where you're doing things over and over again simply because it's become part of your psyche. What I'm going to speak on tonight are the terrible addictions of alcoholism, drug abuse, and the things that will hurt you, the things that would hurt your family. You know, and not everyone is an alcoholic or a drug addict, but so many families now have had such losses. And especially with the introduction of fentanyl into these United States. Let me begin by saying that I always thought alcoholism and drug abuse, you could just quit. Couldn't you just quit? Wouldn't it be proper to if you're hurting your family, just to quit? Isn't it just something that you can put down? Isn't it just discipline? Do you lack discipline? What do we have to do? And then I learned the hard way when I too became alcoholic. Now, what happens within the alcoholic mind, there's usually great trauma and great fear. And I have been introduced to many people with these problems, and they have, every one of them, had incredible trauma, incredible fear. Now, we know from the clearing prayer that the energy that we are is surrounded by the electromagnetic field. And the electromagnetic field is the energy of the Creator. It is the protection that He puts around us so that we are safe. It's the same protection that's around every living thing, including Mother Earth and everything you see here on Mother Earth. Now, when there is trauma and the electromagnetic field is fractured, it's a terrible weakness. And not only can we lose our own personal energy, but any kind of energy can come in and attach to us. In fact, there are entities that come in and out whenever they know that there's a fracture there. Say there's a fracture because of severe heartache. Say there's a fracture along the heart. Well, those entities, their food is negative energy. So the energy of heartache and grief, these things will try to bring back that memory so it can take the energy of whatever grief you experience. If you haven't listened to The Matrix of Illusion, I would ask you to listen to The Matrix of Illusion. That is an incredible healing that also takes us away from the control of these negative entities. Now, if we look at entities, they as they start, they're only a little blob, and then they get sophisticated. And the more sophisticated they get, the more control they will have over the person that they are tempting and taunting. So with an alcoholic or a drug addict, it is sometimes way beyond their control to quit drinking or to quit drugging and that type thing. And as I say this, know too that there are entities, but there are entities that are incredibly evil. And those, the clearing prayer will not release those. So I will say this to anyone. If for any reason you feel that the clearing prayer did not clear you properly, you think you might still have an entity or something demonic, let's say what it is, then you call me and I will clear you, because it takes a higher frequency to clear something of that level. And if you've been attacked by that, and there are many people that, you know, being human, we are born to be good. Sure, we're going to make mistakes, and there's going to be a lot of learning lessons and that type thing, but we were born to be good. But these entities, they will do anything in their power to control you, even take over your mind, even have you hear voices, anything like that. So if anyone needs a clearing, get our call number when Janie speaks, and I will clear you. You don't need to be taunted like that. But also do the Matrix of Illusion prayer, and let's get you clear. Because the only way to fight an addiction is spiritually. I know there are many programs out there that they can work. You can make up your mind, and for one reason or another, you are successful. But there are many people who are so helpless, and they are so hopeless because they've tried to quit 1,000 times. Those are the people that need to be cleared. Those are the people that need the clearing prayer and the Matrix of Illusion. And if need be, I will do a clearing with them. Because not too many people understand that you have to fight these entities spiritually. It is the only thing that will free you, So for anyone that might be listening, if you know someone, have them listen to this broadcast. have them listen to the meditation I did last week on addictions. And for each one of you, if you have someone in your life who has an addictive behavior, then listen to this and try to help them. You know, people change totally. They are not who they mean to be when they are under the influence of an entity and alcohol or drugs. And you know, these entities will do anything they can to break up a home, to make children fatherless, motherless. They'll do anything like that. So as I speak to you now, I would ask each one of you, if you know anyone, give them the information. Now, the worst thing that we can do is think we are better than anyone with addiction. Nothing could be further from the truth. And I say this because the information that has come to me is that many of us have been on Earth before, but we have ascended. We've gone through all the trials and tribulations, but we chose to come back, especially at this time, to help Mother Earth and humanity. Now, when you are a master, you come back and you choose very difficult tasks. And those difficult tasks make you strong. And they also allow you to spiritually grow and grow very, very quickly. And I know some people think it's very odd that all of a sudden someone is spiritual and they have a different personality, and that is true. It is very, very true. The spirit cannot be revealed when there's an entity. The entity will do everything it possibly can to attach to the ego of the person, because if they can attach to the ego of the person, they can definitely control that person. Remember, an unhealthy ego means edging God out. So as we go through our day, we're going to ask that a special blessing be put on all those who are suffering with addictions, that there is anything we might be able to do to help them. And I will help too, whatever you need. But to know that the energy of the spirit, that's why AA, NA, that those programs work, because they introduce the spiritual aspect. And what does the spiritual aspect do? It raises the frequency. So the frequency is higher than the entity of addiction, and that is the secret to any kind of program like that. It brings the physical frequency and the spiritual frequency of the person higher than that of the entity. And the entity no longer controls it. But unfortunately, in most cases, the entity is still there. So help me to help others. If you know of anyone, I will be glad to help them. Have them listen to this broadcast. Have them listen to the Matrix of Illusion, because that's another thing that is controlling each and every one of us. And it's truly up to us now. The world's a crazy place right now. So it's up to us to increase the frequency and to help any member of this human family as we possibly can. Thank you so much for listening. Now, it is time for Holy Communion. And I would ask you to hold your piece of bread, your little cracker in your hand. Linda's going to do the prayer with me. I'm legally blind, so that's why we do a lot of it this way. And I want you to say it with me. I want you to feel the power of the divine creator come, not only within that little piece of bread or cracker, but within you, the power within you. And that's why divine spirit changed this. They had usually just had one of us do this, but no, there's a power within each one of us that they want revealed to us. So as we say this prayer, Linda will say it, and I will say it with each one of you. As we say this prayer, then you will feel the energy of divine creator. It'll be within the hosts, within your little piece of bread, be within all of you, meeting your spirits. And it can truly be an experience. So close your eyes, take a deep breath, place your hand on your heart, hold your little piece of bread or your cracker. And Linda, are you ready?
Yes. By the power, intention, and authority.
By the power, intention, authority.
Of divine spirit. It is now commanded and so decreed.
It is now commanded and so decreed.
And within divine orchestration. That these humble hosts are cleansed and purified. Align all of our energy. To the highest possible vibration. Of divine light and divine love. Bless all that we are. As we receive it. Align and regenerate our physical DNA. And spiritual DNA. To the highest possible frequency. Enhance our spiritual gifts. And bring the highest and best to our lives. So be it done now. Bless us always.
Receive the blessing of divine spirit. Thank you, Linda. And as you take this host now, your physical and spiritual DNA, your frequency, gets higher and higher. Now, every morning at 10 o'clock, I will send text to your alarm on your phone. I don't need to have your number or anything else. I just send a general Holy Communion so that you can be blessed every day if you'd like. If you have any questions, let me know. Now is the time for our healing circle. Now, our healing circle, we join hands across these many miles. You know, we're in many, many different states and things. So we're joining hands across these many miles and for all of us. And then I will ask as far as the inside circle, for those who are are struggling, for those who are need of extra attention by Divine Spirit. Now, the third part of the healing circle, we will ask Divine Spirit to bless our friends and others that we would like to share this healing with. The inside circle is for family. When we share the healing, that is open to everyone. The fourth part of the healing circle is we ask Spirit for words of knowledge. Those are messages of healing that we can claim for ourselves and others. So if you would, please spiritually join hands with us. Let us begin the healing of Divine Creator. Call forth the energy of Divine Creator. And ask Divine Creator to surround and support you now as you are filled with healing energy from head to toe. Divine Spirit, bless us now. Heal us on all levels of our being. Receive the healing of Divine Spirit. And now, for those inside the circle, who would like to get into the circle, center of the circle? I forgot to ask.
I would, please. And my daughter, Tracy.
I'd like to place Fran, Leonora.
My father, Jim.
Go ahead.
I'd like to place Jim Barth, Jim Waters, and Marlene Brown. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
And I'd like to put my daughter, Taya Phoebe, in the circle, please. I'd like to place myself and all my children and my two grandchildren in the circle. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
Terry, Sean, Logan, Bracey, Molly, Andrea, Alice, George, Susie, Stephen. Thank you, Divine Spirit. Divine Spirit, for those who need special healing now, please hear their prayer. And for those who have been suffering with this terrible virus, please help them. Thank you. Receive the healing of Divine Creator. And now, Spirit, for those people who are not our family, we would like to add them to this healing. Please add Donna. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
To place Teresa, Christine, Robbie, Chase, Kaylin, Nancy, Dan, Derek, Rebecca, and Tricia in the circle. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I'd like to place Jack, John Jr., and Dawn. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I'd like to place Renee, Bill, Val, and Sherry. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
Alex, Allison, Fred and Noreen, Brianna, Carrie, Kathleen, Kaylee, SRA survivors, women and children in slavery, military and all first responders, true whistleblowers, and truth tellers. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I'd like to place the family and friends of Christy Ergolite and those of Betty and Matthew Frabel. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
Divine Creator and our most Holy Spirit, bless us with your messages of healing, your words of knowledge, so that we may claim them for ourselves and others. Thank you.
Somebody who's been having stomach issues is being healed now. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I'll claim and accept that for myself. Thank you, Divine Spirit. Thank you, King.
Man named Thomas, who lives somewhere in Ohio, has a severe heartache and grief right now. And Divine Creator is sending his healing angels to heal Thomas of this. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
Someone has been having severe heart palpitations from fear and anxiety, and that's now being cleared and lifted. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
Somebody's having issues with their lower back. I hear the words cauda equina, the root, the nerves in the lower back. And they are being healed now. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I'll claim that. Thank you, Joanne. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I'll also claim that. Thank you, Joanne. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
Somebody's central nervous system is being healed now. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I'll claim that. Thank you, Kimmy. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I'll also claim that. Thank you, Kimmy. Thank you, Rachel.
I claim that for Daryl. Thank you, Kimmy. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
Also, there's somebody who's had cancer, and it's the fear of it coming back is really getting in their way, and they're going to be healed of having this fear. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I'm going to claim that for my friend Teresa.
I claim that for Daryl. Thank you, Divine Spirit. Thank you, Kimmy. There's a total realignment of the skeletal system, a recushioning within the joints and the bones that's occurring now for more than one individual. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I'll claim and accept that. Thank you, Divine Spirit. Thank you, Darlene.
I'll claim and accept that. Thank you,
accept
Darlene.
That for my dad.
Thank you, Divine
Thank you,
Spirit.
There's also somebody having female issues in that area. It's being healed now if you claim and accept that. And I'm going to claim and accept that for Lynn, who is not here today. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I'm going to claim accept that for Lenora. Thank you, Divine Spirit. Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you for your great healing. Thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you and your healing angels for all that you do for us.
Okay, thank you, everybody. And thank you for your support of Divinity Spiritual. If you would like to donate, send your tax-deductible donation to Divinity Spiritual Church, P.O. Box 13641, Hamilton, Ohio, 45013. If you would like to donate using PayPal, go to PayPal and put in divinityspiritual.org and enter your donation. At this time, please join Jane in saying our prosperity prayer, which will be repeated aloud with all of you by Mary Margaret.
Prosperity and abundance of all good things are available to all of humanity. It is our spiritual birthright. However, the law of attraction may keep many of us in the energy of lack. If we've been lacking all of our lives or feel you do not deserve prosperity, then you may not be attracting the highest and best of prosperity in this lifetime. If you're not attracting the prosperity you know that you deserve, then be certain to say the clearing prayer and the release of victim and martyr prayers on a daily basis. Remember that what you believe and how you think will create the pathways to prosperity and the highest and best of life. By the power and authority of Jesus.
By the power and the authority of Jesus.
And the most holy divine spirit.
And the most holy divine spirit.
I now command and give full permission.
I now command and give full permission.
For all blockages, obstacles.
For all blockages, obstacles.
And all energies that may interfere with my creating.
And all energies that may interfere with my creating.
Accepting and the allowing of my birthright.
The accepting and the allowing of my birthright.
Of prosperity and the abundance of all good things.
Of prosperity and the abundance of all good things.
Be now gently changed.
Be now gently changed.
To the energy of prosperity.
To the energy of prosperity.
And spiritual abundance.
And spiritual abundance.
Or gently be lifted, released, and removed.
Or be gently lifted, released, and removed.
Within all these spaces.
Within all these spaces.
Place the energy of divine love.
Place the energy of divine love.
And divine healing light.
And divine healing light.
I initiate and activate these energies.
I initiate and activate these energies.
Of great prosperity and spiritual abundance.
Of great prosperity and spiritual abundance.
I have all that I need and all that I desire.
I have all that I need and all that I desire.
I so deserve the highest and the best.
I so deserve the highest and the best.
Because I am the highest and the best.
Because I am the highest and the best.
I attract the highest frequency of wealth.
I attract the highest frequency of wealth.
Security, love.
Security, love.
Happiness, excellent health.
Happiness, excellent health.
Vitality and time.
Vitality and time.
These are my birthrights given to me by the Creator.
These are my birthrights given to me by the Creator.
And I claim them.
And I claim them.
All are aligned to my higher self.
All are aligned to my higher self.
And my most sacred destiny.
And my most sacred destiny.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
And take three deep spiritual breaths.
Hey, thank you, Jane and Mary Margaret. At this time, Jane will read the announcements for the week.
Thanks, Joanne. This week on Blog Talk Radio. Each week on Blog Talk Radio, we have our message of the week. Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Mary Margaret will be channeling. The following week, Joanne will be channeling the message of the week on Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern. This Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern time, we have our weekly meditation. Also on Wednesday of this week at 5 p.m., we have our call-in show, Messages, Healing, and Prosperity, where we take calls from the audience to answer questions they have for Divine Spirit or to get a reading. Now, new to Blog Talk Radio this Friday, October 15th at noon until 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, we'll be premiering Healing for All. This is also going to be a call-in show. If you are sick or you know anyone else that is sick and would like a healing, please tune in then. Divinity Spiritual Online Ministers have their monthly meeting the third Wednesday of the month, October 20th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And that's it for announcements. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Jean. And at this time, I would like to know if anyone has messages.
Darlene does. Not sure, is Sheila here?
I don't think so, dear.
Okay. Celeste, may I come to you? Yes?
Yes, it didn't, yes. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Thank you.
Celeste, your spiritual embodiment has grown through the essence of Divine Spirit. The highest energetic realms are now parallel and integrated to your belief systems. As they integrate more will be revealed for your truth, for your pathway now ahead to be. Trust in the energies of Divine Spirit. Trust in the energies felt within your heart chakra. Trust that all will be done within divine alignment and divine intention. We leave you now, the guardians of divine light.
Thank you very much.
Linda, may I come to you?
Yes, darling.
Linda? Okay. Linda, Divine Spirit wants you to know that we understand the struggles that you've now endured. These were necessary for your highest and best. Moving forward now, through the miraculous ascension process, the memories, the fields of fear, distrust, and pain will dissolve. And only the essence of love will radiate throughout all of your being. Your highest and best has always been the priority of Divine Spirit and your guides. You have been a warrior battling throughout this process, and we thank you for your perseverance, your dedication, and your unending love for all those who have been sent to your care. Embrace the new vibrational energies that are now here, and soon all will be revealed for all of mankind to feel and see. Loving arms are around you, Linda. Feel the essence, and know that it is real. We are grateful, and so it is, the guardians of divine light.
Thank you so much, darling. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
Kimmy, may I come to you?
Yes, please.
Kimmy, you, our powerful warrior, pursuing the truth, battling the darkness of illusion. Know that respite is coming for you very soon. The energy fields pulling at you soon will be dissolved. Every seed, the energy fields of pure light will replace the darkness. They will uplift you. They will realign all that is needed for the ascension to be. You have been weary. You have been tired. You have felt forlorn on many occasions. This was now needed for this ascension process, for this higher learning and understanding. You we have protected. You we love. You we guide. Remain vigilant in preparing, protecting, and caring lovingly for yourself, your soul, your spirit, your own needs, firstly and justly. We leave you now with great gratitude, the guardians of divine light.
Thank you so much.
And I have one for all members and participants of Divinity Spiritual. Dear members and participants of Divinity Spiritual, your numbers have been few. However, the spiritual essence and energies that continue to flow forth to all of mankind, to all of Mother Earth, have been miraculous beyond measures. You will continue to grow. Your ripples continue to be felt. The numbers that you seek will reveal themselves in the days and times to come. Remain strong and vigilant and steadfast. Those who seek you out have been chosen. They are of the highest and best. Their vibrational fields will elevate Divinity Spiritual to greater heights. Know the trumpet has been blown, and those hearing it will be with you. With great gratitude, we thank you, the Council of the Most High and Divine Spirit. And that's all I have.
Does anyone else have any messages?
Yes, I do.
I do.
Mary Margaret.
There's somebody.
No, go ahead, Kimberly.
There's somebody named Gail who's going to be listening. There's somebody named Gail who's going to be listening to this broadcast where, Gail, you work for a small agency that places children, and you recently found out some things that weren't on the up and up. It's for your highest good to report that, Gail, and I'll just leave that with you, and I thank you. That's all I have.
Darlene, may I come to you, please?
Yes, thank you.
Sure. There's a picture of you kind of bent over holding your back a bit, like you might be in a little bit of pain. And my message to you is when you have a glass of water, put your hand over the water with the frequency of love. Set the healing intention in the water in the vibration of love. And also add some organic lemon to this water. The frequency of the water after you drink it, after you set your intention, will heal you. And that message was from Mother Mary, and I'll leave that with you.
Thank you.
Tammy C.
Thank you, Divine.
Sure. Tammy C. on?
I don't believe
yes.
So.
No, she couldn't be on today.
Okay, thank you. Mary Margaret, may I come to you, please?
Yes, dear. Thank you.
Sure. All the trial and error so far is paying off. Be sure the foundation is secure before jumping in with both feet. A strong foundation and a set game plan will help you moving forward, and you will continue to be guided. Thank you for your unwavering service. And that message was from Jesus.
Thank you so much, dear.
You're welcome. And then I have one for somebody named John that may be listening on Blog Talk Radio. John, you're an animal trainer or a dog trainer. There's one little dog that's not doing very well at all. The issue is with the dog's collar. Some of these collars, they dispense medications now, and this medication is really hurting the dog. So either your dog or one of your clients, tell them to get rid of the collar and to put castor oil around the collar area after the collar is removed, and to get some activated charcoal to give to the dog. It's the directions are right on the label, and this will pull out all of the poisons, and do this for 2 weeks. And that's from Divine Spirit, and that's all I have. Thank you.
Anyone else know? Let us bow our heads for the blessing. As you receive the blessing of Divine Spirit, know that you are loved. Know that you are full of light, and that your purpose here to be revealed. But we are on path, and that path is blessed by Divine Spirit. That path is blessed by Prime Creator, Mother Mary, Jesus, all of the most wonderful deities that help us every day. Receive the blessing of Divine Spirit. And thank you all.
Hi, my name's Jane, and I'm the producer for Divinity Spiritual Online Blog Talk Radio shows. Thank you for joining our Sunday service. If you should require any further information or are interested in a private session, please call us at 513-289-2914. As we continue to raise the frequency of humanity, join us each Sunday here on Blog Talk Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And please tell your family and friends, good night and have a miraculous tomorrow.